Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thank you for checking out this Texans Today podcast. My name is Drew Doherty, and on Thursday after OTA number 8, head coach Gary Kubiak met with the media and discussed, amongst other things, the club's intensity and the status of Dan Orlovsky.
What do you think about the job, Studdard? Is that job his or is he being pushed?
Well, he's lining up as a starter, John, you know, so yeah, I mean, it's his until somebody gets him out of there. And, you know, Casey's still a growing young player. He understands that, you know, he's right there on the fence and being pushed. And I think that's, you know, hell, that's part of a career. So I think he understands that and he's competing. He's doing a good job.
What do you want to see from him this year you didn't see?
I think we're just going to continue to see growth. Casey's biggest issues have probably been more a little bit mental. They're never about his effort and what he does. It's just, you know, getting the whole pro game down and all the issues that he deals with on a regular basis. And he's improved in that area.
What about Jacoby?
He's had an excellent OTA, John. I mean, he's, you know, he got some great work when Andre wasn't here and had some really good days. You know, he looks like a better player than he was last year, so it'll be very competitive.
What do you expect from him this year?
Well, I think he should be pushing Kevin for a job, you know, and he's pushing Kevin, pushing David, and pushing for more playing time on this football team. And the OTAs are any indication he's doing a hell of a job.
Perfect world, does he not return and you got Holiday, or do you still like to see him on return?
Are you talking about Jacoby returning? I don't know. You know, that's something, to be honest with you, I've never dealt with as a coach, just having just a return guy. So, you know, we have that option this year with the kid that we drafted. So, you know, I think we got to watch him and see how he grows and see if he, you know, deserves to be back there. But it is an interesting aspect to what we've
done. Jacoby develop what you want as a receiver if he still has those other duties?
Oh, yeah, I think so, John. I mean, I think he, you know, obviously if you're playing a great deal, you know, you don't want a starter back there probably. I mean, he can still, I mean, he's still developing, still handling both. I mean, he's still working, not doing anything different he's ever done.
Is he matured enough off the field where you're confident now? Yeah. You don't have to worry about him?
He's much better.
Hey, Gary, maybe not today to ask you. Dan Orlovsky didn't have a great practice, but what makes you think he's got it?
I mean, are you talking about today? I have to go back and watch the film. I don't know that he didn't have a great practice. We made some mistakes as an offense, but
overall,
he's much improved. He's come a long way, and he should. I mean, he's been doing it now for a year, and everybody's looking at him to see if he can lead this team if something happens to Matt. So it's very important.
Now that he's been here for a while, do you think Amobi's young age coming in has helped or hurt him in his development?
Well, he's probably what the age of a rookie now, you know, so that is different. But still, he's got a lot of snaps under his belt. So a third-year player, he should start to be as good as he's probably going to be over the course of these next 4, 5, 6 years. So he's been better in these OTAs, and we all know the weight issue, and he feels better. So, you know, we'll see. But he's had good OTAs.
You said that Jacoby's better. How is he better?
Well, he just, you know, he doesn't have to work so hard at what we do, Mark. He knows what we're doing, so it's more technique for him now and just knowing how to beat this corner compared to that corner. You know, I've been impressed with how he's helped Trendon back here, just working with him as a punt returner. So Jacoby's growing up, so he's doing a lot better.
What's Tate's status for next week?
Tate's status next week, I would say he's probably iffy on Tuesday. We'll see, so it'll be day-to-day.
Any idea Jacoby's top side? I mean, how good the guy can be?
I don't think anybody does. I just think we've all seen brilliant flashes, you know, as a player. And so, you know, if he gets that consistent, Mark, yeah, he's got the ability as a player to, you know, to go up there and play with the best of them. But we'll see.
He can be a dominant receiver.
He can be a very good player, you know. He can be a very good player, but there's another level for him to go reach, so hopefully we're heading there.
What have you seen from Arian in the first team and Steve in the second?
I've been impressed with both of them. You know, obviously Arian's lining up first, but I think Steve has been excellent throughout the OTA. So two young players that you're hoping hit their peak, and, you know, they're getting a ton of reps, so it's been pretty good.
Also talking with the media after Thursday's work was quarterback Dan Orlovsky. He said he's learned a whole lot in 1 year's time.
I feel a lot more confident in the offense. I feel like I have a pretty decent command of it. I learned a lot from last year. I really did. I learned a lot, not only X's and O's wise, but really just what it took to be a good quarterback in this league. I think I took some of that for granted and had to get humbled. And I think I had to get taught how to really be good. You know, I think it's a lot more. I didn't say that I didn't work last year before I got here. I just didn't. It's tough to put it into words. I just didn't, I guess, didn't know how to become a good 365-day-a-year NFL quarterback. And I had to learn that. And it was awesome learning that from Matt and Coobs. And I keep saying it wasn't fun going through it. But I look back now and I'm happy I did. I think it'll have huge benefits for me down the road. Still have a long way to go, still learning a ton, but I do feel a lot more comfortable.
It's just, I don't know what it is, just, I mean, not only you're finding receivers quicker and that kind of thing, but last year you worked hard. You stayed after practice last year, but it, something's happened.
Well, just the comfort level. I think, you know, I keep saying last year when everything was going down and I knew I was struggling, no matter if you want to admit that or not, I did what I only know. I worked, and I knew if I just kept working and kept trying to learn and listening to what Coach Coops had to say to me, it was going to give me benefits. And I learned this about halfway through the season last year with Coops. I think as a quarterback, you're either going to become good or you're going to realize you're not good enough. And it was a huge growth step for me. So, like I said, it's still a long way to go. But my expectation is to come out here and Matt and I are best friends, but I want to compete with him every single play and practice as good as him. And, you know, that's just a goal of mine every single day is to come out here and do that. And if I do that, my teammates will know that, you know, if needed, I'm going to be ready to go.
We thank you again for checking out this Texans Today podcast and want you to keep it right here at HoustonTexans.com to learn more about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan. Ball time.